Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen. Cannot wait, Susie. Are you taking me out to the cinema this week? What's going on?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, I think we haven't been to the cinema for a little while, so I thought, why not? Let's head out there, see what's on at the big screen. And this one is something that came out this week. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon. Now, it is about members of the northeastern Oklahoma Native American Osage tribe. They're brutally murdered under these mysterious circumstances in the 1920s. Now, those murders happened to coincide with the discovery of oil on sacred land. So a major investigation is launched by the newly formed FBI, as well as a Texas Ranger who uses an old style of investigation. Now, this is a Martin Scorsese film, and it stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, Lily Gladstone, and Jesse Plemons.
They coincide, do they? Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. Well, let's have a quick snippet from the trailer for this one. This is a snippet from Killers of the Flower Moon.
The Osage, they have the worst land possible, but they outsmarted everybody.
The land had oil on it, black gold, money. Flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
DiCaprio and Scorsese must be old pals now.
Yeah, I think so. So Leo and Scorsese have actually made 6 films together, but De Niro and Scorsese have made 10 films together. This is actually Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro's first Scorsese film together, although they have made films in other projects, but not with Scorsese. De Niro has almost always played baddies in Scorsese films, while DiCaprio has played both goodies and baddies, thinking of The Departed, where he plays a little bit of both. But Scorsese has lots of actors he likes to rehire. It's not just these two. He's worked with Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel, just as many times as Leo, as well as others who have appeared in, you know, just as many, mainly in his gangster style movies where he rehires the same guys as those baddies, those meaty gangster style actors.
Just from the trailer, I don't think that Scorsese and Leo are coming off as goodies in this. I think they come off. I don't think that they play the goodie role in this movie. This story is based on a book that highlights a very ugly part of this US history.
Yeah, so it's actually Killers of the Flower Moon was actually first a nonfiction book, and it was released in 2017. So it's not that old, but it was written by a writer and journalist named David Gran. It detailed the murders and also studies the investigation that was done at the time by the FBI. The FBI back then in the 20s was brand new. It was like one of their first investigations, major investigations that they did. So Gran details what he believes is not only the death of many Osage Tribe Nation members, but hundreds more victims that may have been killed due to their connection to the land that had oil below its surface. So it goes into a little bit more detail in that. And the book has rave reviews, and it's kind of got that more in-depth look. And like I said, with the FBI, their first major investigation. So it's a little bit of about the investigation, but also about the beginning of the FBI.
Now, I did have to look this one up because, well, Scorsese's movies are getting longer and longer. This movie is 3 hours and 26 minutes. I'm wondering if at some point, Susie, we're going to get to a point where reading the book actually takes less time than watching the movie. I know that we're not there yet, but I think we're getting there. That one is Killers of the Flower Moon. And it is out this week at your local cinema. Check that one out if you fancy grabbing some popcorn, heading out to the movies. Let's also take a look at something on our small screen this week. If you fancy, I don't know, I figure this one's a little more lighthearted.
Yeah, just a little bit more. This one is out this week, and it is Rick and Morty Season 7, and you can catch that on Sky Show. So Rick is on the hunt for Rick Prime, who is an alternative Rick who is responsible for killing his wife and child. Rick is taking an intergalactic government agent on a trip through Rick's memories, and now that the agent knows that his story about Rick Prime is true, Rick is tasking Morty with helping him hunt his nemesis. The new series marks the first without the original creator and the voices of the main characters. That was a man named Justin Roiland, and he was sacked last year, and now the series continues on without him and with brand new voices.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Any progress?
I found the version of me that killed my wife. You just missed it.
Can I ask if you're currently a hologram?
Yeah, hold on. One sec. Know anyone sober? Have you been drinking?
On a Thursday?
How long does a society take to collapse?
Let's find out.
There's obviously some controversy there. Roiland was arrested in 2020. He was cleared of what he was arrested for, which was any domestic assault in 2022 with lack of evidence. And so it seems that different companies have cut ties with him. He's saying he can't wait to clear his name on a statement released on Twitter. But there we go. They have obviously decided this Rick and Morty franchise to kind of move forward without him, even though he was, as you say, the original creator and voiced the main characters. They've decided to move on without him. So this one's been long awaited to see really whether it's still kind of kept the standard up, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be interesting to see what fans think of the new voices and the direction of the show.
Totally. Rick and Morty, Series 7 out this week on Sky Show. And if you do want to get out and watch that 3-hour and 26-minute movie, Killers of the Flower Moon, I think I might actually do this one, though. It does look good, but I will make sure I take a toilet break and grab some popcorn in advance. Killers of the Flower Moon out at the cinema this week. Susie, thank you so much. We'll catch you for Big Screen, Little Screen next week.
You're welcome, Kat. See you at the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.